We're very disappointed at the escalation in fatalities this year, but particularly over the last 48 hours, we've had 4 fatalities on the road. And over the last few weeks and months, we've been looking at the figures and really concerned because it's a trend that's going up and up. The figures of 41% increase over the figures for fatalities last year. It's too high a price to pay for our mobility. And it's up to everybody. It's up to the government. It's up to the Road Safety Authority, the police. The minister now has announced an increase in the fines, which is very welcome. Because our research is showing that people are disregarding the speeding regulations and not using their seat belts and using mobile phones while driving. So those penalties, to be meaningful, they have to be a deterrent.
And the reality is that the message coming out of this event today is going to be exactly the same message that was coming out of similar events 20 years ago. Seat belts, mobile phones, speed, drink and driving. It seems to be the same message, and at times just doesn't seem to be getting through.
Well, we have made progress. I think it's unfair to Irish motorists to say we haven't made progress. We've reduced fatalities since 1998 by 70%. I mean, there were hundreds and hundreds of people being killed on the roads in the 90s and in the 80s. So we have made progress. And last year we had the lowest fatalities on record. But this year, unfortunately, the figures are escalating, and it's a trend we can't countenance because too many people are suffering the trauma of losing loved ones on the road. 94 people already this year. That's unconscionable.